today on the pod, we have, so far, CTO, Daniel Morris.
Hi.
Hi, Dan. What did you want to talk about today?
I wanted to talk about the importance of rabbits.
The importance of rabbits. What expertise do you have in this field?
Oh, that's going to take a long time.
Well, we have all the time, don't we?
Oh. Rabbits! So why don't we start with you? Why are rabbits so important to you?
Well, I grew up with rabbits, so they have a very close place in my heart. I had one named Tina Fey and another named Amy Poehler, who is no longer with us, but I still think of them every day.
And I believe that you live with a rabbit currently.
I do. I live with one rabbit. Her name is Off-White.
is that because of her color?
It is, which seems a bit prescriptivist, but you know. She is a rabbit.
All rabbits are prescriptivists.
That's not true. That's a blanket statement. And you, do you have a personal relationship with any rabbits?
I actually also live with a rabbit.
Oh, I see.
He's also got a prescriptive name. He's called Gold Nose.
Is it because he has a gold nose?
Yeah. Which reminds me of Squarespace.
Squarespace.
Have you ever needed to make a website?
Create a beautiful website in a few seconds with Squarespace.
You can do that with Squarespace. It's so easy. It only takes 2 seconds.
For someone like me who doesn't know anything about the internet, I can easily use Squarespace to put everything on there that I need.
I even told my mum about it.
And what did she say?
She said amazing.
Squarespace.
It doesn't cost anything at all. That's a lie. It costs a few pounds. You can afford that.
Support our pod with.
It's really important that this advert goes on for longer than 30 seconds for us to get paid.
Is that true?
That's probably true.
Oh, I see.
Hello? Oh. Oh my god, hi, welcome to the show.
Yeah, actually, welcome to. Well, you welcome to the show.
Thank We're you for having me.
Rabbits.
I love rabbits.
That's fantastic.
Thanks.
Have you ever had a rabbit?
Yeah, they used to shit on my feet and bite me.
That sounds really violent and not a healthy relationship.
No, it was definitely slightly codependent on the rabbit side of things.
Rabbit codependence.
Yeah, never have a codependent relationship with a bunny rabbit.
Oh no.
Did you know that rabbits eat their own shit?
I did.
Yeah, but
I
guess it's fascinating, isn't it? I wouldn't believe it if somebody told me. But I read it on the internet, so it's true.
It must be true.
Yes.
Read it on the internet. That must be the title of that website.
Yeah.
I think it must be.
Oh, that makes sense.
I once fed a rabbit and I was giving him spinach, which sort of fell on his head. All of the spinach.
Oh no, so, what did the rabbit do?
He ate it, yeah.
I once ate a rabbit, actually.
Almost.
What are you doing with that microphone? What?
It cut out.
You need to edit this out the show, babe.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for calling.
Is that it? What's your favorite type of rabbit? Do you like rabbits with pointy ears or floppy ears? Oh. I need to know.
Oh, pointy ears or fluffy ears?
Pointy. Like
floppy ears or pointy ears?
I go for floppy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like floppy ears.
Have you seen Luke's flop-eared rabbit on Instagram? He has ears the same size as my forearm. Check out Lucas.
Ears? Oh my god.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Oh my god. Like
dangly bits of
child
bacon.
Arms?
Yeah.
Adult ears.
Adult ears, child arms.
Yeah. Oh my god, rabbits. Did you know that rabbits' teeth never stop growing?
Oh my.
You saw this cache of rabbit facts.
Yeah, you caught the right person.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
They just keep gnawing, you know?
Yeah, that's why they gnaw.
Gnawing and boring.
Yeah, if you're gnawing, you're boring.
Have you? Is anybody seen that new rabbit film?
Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
I've not seen that.
No.
Apparently, it's controversial because someone has an allergy in it, and they don't give him an EpiPen.
What?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. I know everything about rabbits.
They do.
No, like one of the characters in the film has like an anaphylactic shock, and they like tease him with an EpiPen.
Oh, that's really cruel.
I know.
Oh god.
And then, no, everybody's like,
rabbit cruelty.
I'm not taking my child to see this film because you're not treating people. It's like, oh dear, that's really like an awkward situation in a kid's film, isn't it?
Well, you know, I'm on team Paddington Bear, so I don't know if I can handle another anthropomorphized animal story.
I agree with you there.
Paddington Bear, have you watched the film?
No.
No, I've not read the books. Okay. I don't know anything about
Paddington. Oh, the books are good.
He likes it. He has a blue raincoat and was found at Paddington Station.
He likes marmalade.
And he's from Peru.
Did you yeah. A bear in
he's
a station?
From Africa.
In no, he's
why
from
was
Peru.
He at Paddington Station?
It's a long story.
I have time.
He has a lot of time.
Okay.
Thank you for your rabbit phone call.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Thanks a lot for calling into the show.
You called me.
Dr. Johnson.
Dr. Johnson.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And we're back. Thank you, Daniel Morris, for joining me in this riveting conversation about rabbits.
My pleasure.
I hope that you'll tune in next time. And again, thank you, Dan. Thank you to our listeners. And remember, please rate and subscribe us on iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. I'll see you next time.
Bye.